Would never die. Born to lose, I've lived my life in vain. Unchain my heart,
unchain my heart.
Baby, let me be.
Hey, everybody, let's have some fun. You only live but once, and when you're dead, you're done.
So let the good time roll.
Time roll. I don't care if you're young or old.
You ought to get together and let the good time roll.
Hey!
Just a little bit of soul.
Ray Charles, born Ray Charles Robinson in Albany, Georgia, has been blind from the age of six and was left an orphan at age 15. He began studying music at the School for the Blind in St. Augustine, Florida, and by 1947, at the age of 15, was working in bands in the South. 8 years later, in 1955, he had his first hit record, the beginning of the career of a musical giant, who's left his mark on blues, rhythm and blues, jazz, rock and roll, pop music, and country and western. His voice alone is amazing in its flexibility, but his talent doesn't stop there. In addition to playing piano and organ and creating influential styles on both instruments, he's also an accomplished saxophone player and has written many of his hits. Whatever abuses the word soul may have been subjected to, Ray Charles is its most perfect example, and perhaps its definition. I've Got a Woman was recorded in November of 1954 in the studio of a radio station in Atlanta, Georgia, with his seven-piece band. Ray, who also arranged the song, remembers how he wrote it.
I Got a Woman was something I sat down and wrote. And I think I might have heard somebody say they had a girlfriend way across town, and across town. I put the way in it myself, I think. But you hear people say, well, you know, my old lady lives on the west side, or she lives on the east side, or downtown, or uptown, or something like that. And I thought, well, you know, this might be a good title for a song. I Got a Woman way across town. That's good to me.
Well, I got a woman way over town. That's good to me. Oh, yeah.
The first record to establish Ray Charles' dominance in pop music was the 1959 hit of What I Say, a record which combined his blues voice with a device borrowed from gospel music, the chorus repeating the sounds of the lead vocalist. The vocal group behind Ray Charles was called the Ray Letts, led at that time by Margie Hendrix, whose voice was a perfect feminine counterpart to Ray Charles' husky power. The song was created almost by accident.
What I Say, strangely enough, I think it was spontaneous, because what happened was is one night we were playing a dance. And the same as you hear it on the record now, I started to play the little bass line. Of course, the bass man fell in, and the drummer fell in, and I told the girls, look, you just repeat after me when I tell you to. And the audience responded so well to it until we kept doing it each night. And so one night when we were in some club, somebody asked me if we had a record on it. And I said, oh, no, it's just something we play, you know. They said, you know, you really should record that thing. I think it would be a smash, you know. And we did. We're still selling records on it.
Hey, mama, don't you treat me wrong. Come and love your daddy all night long, all night long. Hey, hey, all right.
thing that I record, I like, because I'm sort of fortunate that I don't have someone to tell me, look, this is what we want you to record. So anything I like, I if I like it, I record it. And I don't really think, somebody asked me one time if I was on a deserted island, what, you know, what records would I like to have with me? And I think if I had to take any records with me, I probably would just say, forget the whole thing. I don't want to be bothered.
In 1956, Clyde McFatter, lead singer for the Drifters, went on his own to prove that he could have a successful record. Coming next on the History of Rock and Roll.
History of Rock and Roll.
Rock and roll produced few instrumentals, but 1956 was the year of one which became a standard with performing rock and roll bands. Honky Tonk by Bill Doggett. Of Chuck Berry ushered in two new elements to rock and roll and rhythm and blues music, a forceful style of guitar playing and an awareness of lyrics as both rhythmic and humorous tools.
I love words that rhyme like I and my.
This is the voice of Chuck Berry.
And be and she and so forth definitely rhyme. And some of these lyrics in Maybelline Heart Truth, encouraged me to write about some of my experiences.
You done started back.
automobile adventures of the wayward Maybelline, Chuck Berry turned his attention to the sufferings of students and came up with a tongue-in-cheek view of the hardships of scholarship. The song was School Days. The year was 1957, and no one was really smart enough to realize then that the protest song had been launched.
Well, I wanted to write about school because most of my audience at the particular time was of the school element. And in reminiscing of my school days, from which there were only two high schools in this vast city of St. Louis, far my particular specimen.
The rockumentary talks with Chuck Berry.
And I wrote about the conditions in, that were at that particular time. I was a little bit off, but it, still I find later that I wasn't, because along with the building of schools, the population grew in the same condition maintained.
Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical math. You study them hard, hoping to pass. Working your fingers right down to the bone. And the guy behind you won't leave you alone. Hail, hail, rock and roll. Me from the days of old. Long live rock and roll. The beat of the drums loud and bold.
Years after School Days swept through the hit parade, Chuck Berry returned with a sad but funny tale about a girlfriend who took the place of Maybelline, a chick with a rhyming name of Nadine.
As I got on a city bus and found a vacant seat, I thought I saw my future bride walking up the street. I shouted to the driver, hey conductor, you must slow down. I think I see her, please let me off the bus.
The history of rock and roll resumes with one of the first boy-girl duets.
The history of rock and roll.
Mickey Baker, the Mickey of Mickey and Sylvia, contributed the notable guitar work on Love is Strange. He also was an early session man, playing on other people's recordings, among them some of the first Ray Charles blues songs. Later, Mickey Baker published guitar instruction books, but he never again found the magic to equal the popularity of Love is Strange. 1957 was also the year of a rock and roll record with a plot.
My first very successful endeavor was with wonderful group called The Rays.
Bob Crewe, who later produced The Four Seasons and has been one of the most consistent hitmakers in rock music.
And the recording was Silhouettes, which sold over 2 million copies.
Too soon. One of the earliest rhythm and blues groups had a smash in 1957, a revival of a standard, Stardust. Billy Ward and the Dominoes started in the early 50s and furnished a training ground for several singers who later made waves of their own, among them Clyde McFatter and Jackie Wilson. Stardust was one of the first R&B records to use strings. The Coasters released one of their biggest chart records in 1957, a record written and produced by Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller, the most successful rhythm and blues writing team from the 1950s. Their association with the Coasters began when the group was called the Robins. They changed the group and wrote Searchin', but didn't think the song was strong enough to be the hit side of a single. Despite their lack of enthusiasm, the record and its flip side, Youngblood, sold more than 1 million copies. The Coasters at this time consisted of Billy Guy, who sings lead on Searchin', Carl Gardner, lead tenor, Bobby Nunn, bass, and Leon Hughes, tenor. They provided a vaudevillian humor for rock and roll, which has generally been a rather self-serious music. Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller discussed the makings of the Coasters and of Searchin' recently in Beverly Hills. They and the Coasters will be treated more fully in subsequent portions of the history of rock and roll.
I think we were the first freelance producers in the business. We took two of the Robins. The other three members wanted to remain the Robins. I think they went to another label. And we added two other singers and formed the Coasters and started producing them for ATCO. And the group, and we did just one take of Searchin', and we figured, well, that'll be a good backer for something. Gonna find her.
history of rock and roll.
Cheated by the Shields and Don't You Just Know It by Huey Piano Smith and the Clowns were two sizable rhythm and blues records from 1958, as was a song which introduced the deep emotional voice of Jerry Butler. For Your Precious Love, his first successful single, demonstrated a quality of rock and roll which alienated many adults but didn't bother young record buyers. The lyrics are absolutely meaningless, but the performance and the sound are beautiful. Teenagers at this point generally accepted sound and texture as sufficient justification for a record. There were, of course, Chuck Berrys and Liebers and Stollers who turned out literate songs, but lyrics themselves were only a minor facet of this new music. Another record which made it because of its sound was Do You Wanna Dance, again from 1958, which sounded as if Bobby Freeman had been recorded in a cave. Williams, who sings lead on our next record and all the Platters' early hits, left the group shortly after recording this song to go on his own, just as Clyde McFadder had permanently left the Drifters by now. But for Tony Williams, the move was disastrous. He never had a hit after he left, and the Platters couldn't come up with another smash until With This Ring scored in 1967. But the Platters were the reigning group in 1958, a year during which they recorded one of their best-remembered singles, Twilight Time.
Heavenly shades of night are falling. It's twilight time. Out of the mist your voice is calling. 'Tis twilight time. When purple-colored curtains mark the end of day, I'll hear you.
At last at twilight time.
1958 was also notable as the retirement year for a leather lung singer from Macon, Georgia, who developed his style singing in church and quit pop music to return to the church as a ministry student. His departure from rock and roll was announced while he had a top 10 record, which we'll hear when Little Richard becomes the subject of a penetrating hindsight in the next hour of the Rhythm and Blues chapter of the History of...